From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Juanita Parker reading Private Justice by Terry Blackstock. Now, let's begin with Private Justice, Chapter 1. The competing sounds of brass bands, jazz ensembles, and Zydeco musicians gave Newport, Louisiana, an irresistibly festive atmosphere. But Mark Branning tried not to feel festive. It was a struggle since he stood in a clown suit with an orange wig on his head, preparing to make the long walk down the Mardi Gras parade route. Already, Jacquard Street was packed with tourists and townspeople here to chase beads and candy being thrown by drunken heroes. In moments, he and his fellow firefighters, also dressed as clowns, would fall into their sloppy formation on the town's main drag, followed by the fire truck that carried even more painted firemen. It was what promoters advertised as a family-friendly parade. Unlike the decadent bacchanalian celebrations in New Orleans, only 40 minutes away. But Fat Tuesday was still Fat Tuesday, no matter where it was celebrated, and it always got out of hand. It was the time of year when the protective services in Newport had to be on the alert. Last year, during the same family-friendly parade, a man had been stabbed, two women had been raped, and they'd been called to the scene of four drunk driving accidents. It seemed to get worse every year. Just days ago, Jim Shoemaker, police chief of the small town, and Craig Barnes, fire chief, had appealed to the mayor that the town was better served if their forces remained on duty on Fat Tuesday. Mayor